This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As Hurricane Ian makes its way up the East Coast, Florida is tallying the damage in lives, of course, more than 25 as of the last count. Also, though, in addition to the environmental damage, the built environments. Key roads and bridges have been destroyed. Engineers are inspecting those that are still standing, and the reconstruction price tag is going to be high, astronomical, perhaps. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, Florida is going to be building for a tomorrow that, with a changed climate, is going to be way different than yesterday.
There are things we can do to make roads and bridges more resilient to storms. Build them higher off the ground, put them in places less likely to flood, and add features that absorb or divert water.
So that could be things like permeable pavement. It could be things like culverts, drainage ditches.
But, says Melissa Roberts with the American Flood Coalition, the federal government doesn't provide any incentive to do things differently when rebuilding after a disaster.
It defaults to building things back exactly the same way they were before.
And the problem is, the before times aren't likely to come back. Maria Lehman is the incoming president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. She's worked on bridges herself and is with the engineering firm GHD.
Some of the stuff that Florida saw, I mean, they saw a foot of water in 24 hours. Nothing's been designed for that.
Lehman says designing and building stronger structures can cost more, but it's still cheaper than rebuilding after the next hurricane hits.
You know, you're going to pay me now or you're going to pay me later.
Another challenge is that people don't always want the changes that come with resilient infrastructure. Sometimes higher roads accommodate less traffic. Kyle Spencer is the chief resilience officer for the port city of Norfolk, Virginia.
Hearing the roads being narrowed or less lanes makes folks nervous about being able to have their business operations function the way they always have.
And in the near term, Norfolk's experimenting with installing sensors in its roads so it can let citizens know when one's flooded. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.